organizing this year's program. Most of you remember or are currently familiar with what it can be like to organize, you know, 15 different kids and their family schedules. They're as busy as ever, especially around the holidays. So I appreciate them and putting in time on weekends and taking away from their busy schedules to help us get this organized. And to all the kids and families, thank you for your participation. We're going to be singing some songs. There's going to be some music. So we invite you all to sing along. Just enjoy it. We want it to be fun and enjoyable for everyone. And thank you for coming.
Good morning, good morning. It's time to wake up. The sun is shining. Don't waste today. Good morning, good morning. It's time to wake up. The sun is shining. Don't waste today. Good morning, good morning. Sun sings away. Good morning, good morning. Says things awake. wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. The bells on bobtail ring, they make our spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Mm-hmm. morning. The Bible says train up a child, and that's what we just witnessed this morning. Amen. Very anointed. Just not a program. Just a very anointed. Thank you, Lord. Welcome to get up on our feet this morning. We're going to sing some Christmas carols. This is a good time of year that we can just remember God's birth and what he's done for us. Amen. Joy to the world.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. He rules the world with truth and grace. The glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love and wonders of his love and wonders of his love. No more sin and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow. Far as the curse is found. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their souls employ. While fields and plains, repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy.
Faithful.
Joyful and trust. Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning, Jesus, to thee be all glory given.
Thank you, Father.
Word of the Father, now in flesh appear.
Sing it to him.
We'll give you all the glory. We'll give you all the glory.
We do, Lord.
We'll give you all the glory. Christ the
Ooh. Jackson's O Holy Night.
Christ was born. an opportunity to bring your offerings at this time before the Lord. And, return to him his tithe. And for those that are members here at the church and those that are guests here, whatever the Lord may impress on your heart. But that's a part of our worship as well, isn't it? We want to wish you a Merry Christmas as we do this. Amen? The offering basket, the offering box is right down front.
Wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings of Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you.
Never end our program without my favorite. And so I hear him saying, oh my good, in the back here. This is without anything in front of us. But you know it. Stand to your feet. Let's do a little, got to throw a little Latin in here. Oh, Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año y Felicidad. We wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. We wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. We wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of our hearts. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año y Felicidad.
See, we wish you a Merry Christmas. One more.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Did your neighbor sing it? We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Sing it to your neighbor. Look behind you. Sing it to your neighbor. One more.
We got to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Together, we want to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
I always love when everybody tries to do the Spanish part of that song. I think we're doing a little Spanish and doing a little Portuguese and throwing a whole mix in there, praise God. It's good to see everybody today. We want to welcome you once again to church. I'm going to share just a thought or two before we break for a beautiful dinner that's been prepared today. Appreciate all of those that are able to bring something today, special Christmas time together. for some fellowship. So we hope you can be a part of that at the conclusion of the service. Let me read a verse of scripture. All of the gospel account is famous worldwide. And most of these passages we could recite by memory. But in Luke chapter 2 and verse 10, the Bible says, "The angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." This is the declaration, the announcement, the proclamation of the angel to the shepherds right at the birth of Jesus Christ. And if you look at this verse of scripture, it really says three simple things to us. It tells us about a good message, a glad message, and a global message. All three of those thoughts I see in this passage of scripture. It is a good message. How many are glad for good news? I bring you good tidings. You see those words, I bring and good tidings? They're four words in our English translation, but they all come from one Greek word. And it's the word, the English, that gives us the English word evangelize, or evangel, or evangelical, or evangelistic. All of those words come from the one single word translated, I bring good tidings. It is a message of good news that we have to share with the world. How many are glad for that? I'm glad there's some good news in a world that listens to a lot of heartache and remorse and grief every day in news reports. We thank God there is an ultimate message of good news to our world. And there are no greater tidings than the fact that Jesus Christ came down from heaven to be the Savior of humanity. The entire human race is to be redeemed through Jesus Christ, brought back, bought back by our Lord and Savior. I cannot think of any better news imaginable than the fact that we who have sinned and come short of the glory of God have been reclaimed by the work of Jesus Christ when he came into this world as a little baby, ultimately to go to the cross, to bear our sin, our shame, our guilt, to bear it all on the cross, to bear our judgment. It's good news. Isaiah loved to use those terms, the term good tidings. In Isaiah 40 and verse 9, he cried out, "O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up unto the high mountain, O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength, lift it up, be not afraid, say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God." When Jesus Christ came, our God came on the scene. The one who made us and created us came to redeem us with the price of his own precious blood. And Isaiah told us we're to get up like on a mountaintop. We're to raise our voices. We're to shout out loud because we're beholding our King. Jesus Christ, our God, came. And Isaiah 52 and 7 says, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bring good news." This is the evangel. This is the evangelist, the one who bears good news. It says that brings good tidings, that publishes peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, "Thy God reigneth." How many can say it out loud? Our God reigns. He rules and he reigns and he's in charge and he's in control. It's good news. In Isaiah 61, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me," Isaiah said, "because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." Now, I don't know about you, but that was good news for me. Because you're looking at a person who one time was bound. You're looking at a person that was in a prison of his own making. But thank God Jesus came to break those prison doors open, amen? And loose those chains that held me captive and set me free, praise God. That's the good news. Aren't you glad he can bind up the brokenhearted? He proclaims liberty to the captives, and he opens the prison to those who are bound. That verse is quoted in Romans chapter 10, 14 and 15. "How then shall they call on him," Paul asked, "in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." You know, it's beautiful are the feet of those who are carrying the gospel. Amen? And, of course, that's a figure, isn't it? That's speaking metaphorically. If you were to look at most preachers' feet, there's nothing really pretty about feet, are there? Nothing all that attractive about feet. I remember one time, just thinking about feet, we did a great big get-together of pastors in two of the sections back in Tennessee, the Jackson section and the Milan section, had a Christmas dinner. And they had a surprise. They put a big sheets and had all of our wives get behind the sheets and take their shoes off. And their feet were sticking out from under the sheets. Now, some of you might have done something like this before. And the preachers are supposed to go by and pick out their wives' feet. You've never seen such a lot of sweaty preachers. But you know what? Every single preacher got the right set. You know, but praise God for those who use their feet to carry the message of good news that this world needs to hear. Amen? In fact, the word gospel itself in the New Testament is found 98 times in the King James Version. 98 times. I'm glad that we're not doomsday preachers. Amen? We're the heralders of good news. Amen? Something good has taken place in history, and it has ramifications for all eternity. So it's a good message. It's a good message. I bring to you good tidings, the angel declared. It's a glad message. He said, I bring to you good tidings of great joy. There is no joy like the joy that Jesus brings into a heart that has had the load of guilt lifted. A heart that has had the peace of God made a reality. The deep, settled peace of God right in their innermost being, made possible by Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. When the Apostle Paul wrote those words, he was in the prison cell. He was able to rejoice in the Lord and rejoice always, because Jesus could bring us joy no matter what situation, no matter what circumstance, no matter what lot has been cast our way. Jesus could bring us joy, because his joy can come in spite of dark or dismal circumstances, because it's not something dependent upon circumstances. It's an inner work that's done by God, a joy that is fueled in our spirit man because we know Jesus. To know Jesus is to know joy. Amen? You've heard it said before, no Jesus, no joy. N-O Jesus, there's N-O, no joy. But if you know Jesus, K-N-O-W, you really know joy. Amen? I think a lot of church folks need to inform their face that if they know Jesus, there should be a look of happiness when they come to church. Amen? A look of joy. Because it is not just a good message. It's a glad message. It's a joy the Bible describes as unspeakable. 1 Peter 1:8, you know the verse. Whom having not seen, Peter said, you love. In whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice. The word rejoice there literally means to jump for joy. You rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. The New American Standard Bible and the NIV renders it a joy that is inexpressible. You can't articulate it. You can't really do justice to it with the English language. How many understand what Pastor's saying? There's a joy that you can't describe with language. You just got to leap for joy. You just got to throw those hands together and give God a thunderous clap, an applause, a praise and worship. Amen? Sometimes you just have to shout it out. Shout it out. It bubbles up within. Phillips rendered it this way. He said, with joy words cannot express, and which has in it a hint of the glories of heaven. I like that, don't you? Just a touch of heaven, a taste of heaven, a hint of heaven. When we get to heaven, friends, this is going to be a happy time. Amen? They'll be shouting on the hills of glory. How many remember that old song? They're going to be shouting on the hills, shouting on the hills. When we reach that land of which we've heard the story, they'll be shouting on the hills of God. Amen? It's a glad message. I wanted to read the 3rd through the 8th verses of this passage in 1 Peter from the Contemporary English Bible. This is 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 8. It says, praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is so good. And by raising Jesus from the dead, he has given us new life and a hope that lives on. God has something stored up for you in heaven. How many can say, I can hardly wait
where it will never decay or ruin or disappear. You have faith in God, whose power will protect you until the last day. Then he shall save you just as he's always planned to. On that day, you will be glad. Even if you have to go through many hard trials for a while, your faith will be like gold that has been tested in a fire, and these trials will prove that your faith is worth much more than gold that can be destroyed. They will show that you have been give praise and honor and glory when Jesus Christ returns. You've never seen Jesus, and you don't see him now, but still you love him and have faith in him, and no words can tell how glad and happy you will be when you are ultimately saved, and that's why you have faith. Hallelujah. Can you lift your hand and say hallelujah? Glory to God. A good message. It's a good message, good tidings. God had good intentions toward the human race. Amen? He didn't going to wipe the human race out entirely, liquidated, obliterated the human race, and done so justly. But that wasn't his intentions. His intentions were good things for us. Amen? A good, glad message that we have in Jesus Christ. It's a global message. The angel said, it's a message which shall be to all people, to all people. I'm glad to know the gospel isn't limited to a locality. The gospel is not limited geographically to a certain area of the world or racially or nationally. The Bible declares that God so loved the world. God loved the entire world. It's a global love. It's a gospel message that is global. And Acts 2:21, it says, whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm glad that whosoever is in the Bible, aren't you? Whosoever will. There isn't a different gospel for different races or different peoples or different nationalities. They're not a whole slew of religions that all kind of point in the same direction. There's only one gospel for all men, women, boys, and girls that have ever been upon planet Earth. Every person who's ever been born on this planet, there's one gospel, one good news, and it's the good news of Jesus Christ, that he came and bore our sin, the weight of it, upon himself on the cross, that we can go free. Matthew 24:14, it says, and this gospel, this was Jesus preaching. He said, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. I believe we're living in these last days, friends. The gospel is being preached in a multitude of languages every day, through television, through satellite, through transworld radio that girdles this globe with the gospel. There's not a place on this planet that you cannot receive what's being transmitted through this radio ministry all over the world. The gospel right now is being preached in every nation. Every nation in the world, I don't know how many there are now, 225 countries in the world, and it's so many different languages and dialects. Thank God, all the world, all nations, Jesus said. It's going to culminate in what we read in Revelation 7, verses 9 and 10. It says, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindred and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands. And this is what they said. It says, they cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation unto our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. Salvation to God and unto the Lamb, out of every nation, people, kindred, and tongue, down through the generations. Those who look forward in faith to Calvary before Jesus was born into this world, and those who now look back in retrospect. We know the cross is the timing mechanism of humanity. We regulate time by Jesus' birth and what he did and accomplished and what he accomplished on the cross. People look before Christ toward Calvary, and people look after Calvary backward. But we all get saved the same way. Amen? By looking to Jesus Christ out of every nation, kindred, and tongue. I was reading just a little story this morning. It's about the wild mountains in the regions of Peru. There was a missionary and a native Indian pastor, and they came unexpectedly upon a group of crude Indian huts. And there was no one at home because it was a season that the Indians were out working the coffee fields, gathering coffee. And the missionary looked into one of the houses and was surprised to see a Bible and a songbook that was hanging on one of the rafters. And so they stepped in the door and were prowling around a little bit just as the natives arrived, and they were not too pleased at these strangers prowling around. But the Indian pastor knew of the presence of the Bibles and what that meant to these Indians. And so he said to the Protestant missionary, he said, "Tell them we are brothers." And they cried out, "We're brothers. We're brothers." And as soon as the Indians heard them say that, they knew exactly what they meant by that, that they were fellow Christians, and immediately opened their arms and immediately received them and took them into their homes. And actually, there was a gathering of about 50 of the Indians, and the pastor was telling stories from the scriptures, and they began to sing some songs, and they were fellowshipping. And the word that they used, they cried out, was Samoas Hermanas. Does that sound right to anybody? Huh? Hermanas. That's how you'd say it. Somos hermanas, which would be simply, they are brothers. And so they came together. So if you're ever in Peru and you get in a rough spot, just remember those words. Somos hermanos. Everybody try it. Somos hermanos. I can't even hyphenate the word and get it right. Praise God. You can find that everywhere you go in the world, can't you? You can cry out, "We're brothers." And you'll find family, won't you? You'll find kindred. You'll find people that have saved by the same blood, the blood of Jesus Christ. People that are indwelt by the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Amen? People who cherish the same Bible, the same gospel, all over the world. And that's the beauty of the globalness of this gospel message. And I'm glad for it. Amen? It's not just for the nations. It's not for just humanity as a whole, but it's for us as individuals. I also read this story, and I thought it was cute enough to share with you today. We're about going to wrap up. But there was a Mr. Klein, and he was an older gentleman, very discouraged, and he was just defeated and just kind of convicted that life wasn't worth living, and that no one really cared for him. And so he was walking past the church on a Sunday. The services were in progress. It was summertime, and the windows were open, and he heard the words of a familiar hymn. And the words go like this: "Saved by grace alone, this is all my plea. Jesus died for all mankind, and Jesus died for me." And he heard the words, and he wasn't really that keen with his hearing, a bit hard of hearing. So when he heard the congregation saying those words, "Jesus died for all mankind," he thought they were saying, "Jesus died for old man Klein." And he said, "Why, that's me." And so he stepped right on into the service in this little small auditorium and heard a simple gospel message. And he responded to that message of God's love, came down forward and gave his heart to Jesus Christ. And he was saved. Amen? I'm glad God loved old man Klein. Amen? I'm glad God loved me. He loves us not just in mass, not just as a group, a grouping of people, but as individuals. That's why the Bible says, "Whosoever will." A favorite story of mine is the story of Richard Baxter in the 15th century. He was a pastor of a church of about 1,500. It was a sizable church in the 15th century. It was a mega church. He wrote the book, "Saints Everlasting Rest." And he was particularly fond of this verse, John 3:16. "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." The most famous verse in the world, and his favorite. And he used to say this: that word, "whosoever," is the most comforting in the whole Bible. If God had said that there was mercy for Richard Baxter, I am so great a sinner that I would have thought he meant some other person by the same name. I could only imagine there have been hundreds of Richard Baxters. Who knows, maybe thousands through the centuries. He said, if the scripture had actually read that God so loved Richard Baxter, I'd have been convinced it has to be some other Richard Baxter because I am so sinful. But that's not what it says, is it? It says, for God so loved the world that whosoever, he said, I know that includes me, the worst of all Richard Baxters. And I'm glad that whosoever has been inserted into the Word of God, into the gospel message. Yes, it's a good message. It's a glad message. It's a global message. And we need to be girdling the globe every chance we can with this gospel. Would you say amen? The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." Come on, praise team. We're going to sing that song one more time. A good, a glad, a global message. What we're going to do is they're coming. We're going to sing that Feliz Navidad. We're just going to have a little fun with it for a minute. Let's play it. Let's play it out a little bit. Where's Jeff at on that guitar? And I want you guys to just fellowship in the auditorium here. And when we're finished, we're going to slip on off and have dinner. At this time, we'll pray over that. Father, we ask you to bless the food that's been prepared today. We thank you for everyone that's here. We pray that everyone can stay for just a bit and enjoy a little bit of the festivities this afternoon. Bless the food to our hearts, God. And we're thankful and grateful for your love. Lord, we're thankful for the Christmas message. These perennial thoughts that we share every year, Lord, are fresh every time we look into them, God. Our lives are being built around these truths. Our futures are being determined by these truths. Bless these truths to everyone's heart in Jesus' name. Where do we have? I'm going to sing this song myself. I got a dream up here. Feliz Navidad. Come on, greet everybody. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Play it for us, Jeff.
Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish